I'm glad you chose that one. That is a Mannheim Steamroller selection.
I wanted to get one from their first album, which came out in 84.
Yeah. So it is with great pleasure that we are going to introduce to you the gentleman behind Mannheim Steamroller, founder and creator, Chip Davis. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How's everything up there in Wisconsin?
Everything is set for Christmas. It's cold. It is 13 degrees right now. We're lacking a little snow is all, but we're ready.
Yeah, I'm actually at my home in Omaha, Nebraska right now. It's about 26 down here, and we do have a nice dusting of snow. I am bouncing back and forth this time of the year. We do have two tours that are out touring right now, and I'm conducting the last weekend coming up here of 5 weekends of The Grinch That Stole Christmas at Universal Studios. So I'll be leaving again Friday to do that, and then I'll be looking forward to being home for the holidays. Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention, I used to live in Milwaukee, and I loved Wisconsin. It's a fabulous state.
Well, we love it here, too. It is the right state to celebrate Christmas, in my opinion, most of the time. You can get to the woods really quickly. There's a lot of, still cut your own tree lots, and there's a lot of Christmas spirit here. And I've been around long enough to remember when the first Mannheim Steamroller Christmas single hit the airwaves back in 1984. And it is remarkable, the staying power of that music. I mean, Christmas music, people either seem to take to it and it becomes a tradition and something that they want to hear every year, or it vanishes. When you first put together the first album, what were you thinking? Were you thinking that this was something that could go long term, or was it just, hey, we want to celebrate Christmas and we're going to put together a Christmas album?
Well, first off, I grew up in a small town of 500 people in rural Ohio. And, Christmas music was always a big part of the season. My grandmother was the organist at the church, and my dad was the choir master, and, I grew up around Christmas music. And so it was always an important part of our family during the Christmas season, and to play, the music. And when I decided to do Deck the Halls and all the pieces on that album, I wanted to take Deck the Halls into a totally different direction than what we all knew from the past. And that's when I started the tune with that synthesizer, and it goes on like that, and then you get the fanfare, and then it starts to rock out. Well, that was completely unheard of back in 1984, doing something to a Christmas carol like that. But on the other end of the scale, another thing I did that was different was in the center, there are four cuts that I played on ancient instruments of the Christmas carols from the time they probably were written in, the 15th, 16th century. So I played the instruments that would have been used then so that the listener could hear probably the origin of the sounds of those Christmas carols.
And again, if people listen to the whole album, they'll find that there is a lot of variety other than the Deck the Halls or the Good King Wenceslas or the things that get a lot of airplay. There is great variety inside the music. And on one hand, you've greatly twisted a lot of the carols. On the other hand, there are some that you've remained more true to, perhaps, than a lot of other artists.
Yeah, I think the mixture, the mixture is what I've always been involved in from an instrumentation standpoint, and then also from a broad spectrum of the album is like X amount of time long, a certain amount needs to be projected into the future. Some of it should just be really the way it was to bring, like, for example, the version I did of Silent Night is very nostalgic, and it kind of brings the whole album home.
Yeah, and we played that coming in. I don't know if you could hear it in the background. It's one of my favorite pieces because for people that think, oh, that's just that uproarious, rocky type music. No, there's a whole variety. And as I said to Tom, boy, if you're coming out of Christmas Eve service and there's snowflakes falling, and you put that on, your spine tingles. You just can't help it.
Yeah, I have a I hadn't written this yet, but when I was about 10 years old, when I grew up in this little farm town, I remember coming out after having been at a candlelight Christmas Eve service, and it's snowing, and you could swear that you heard the bells of Santa's sleigh going over. A magical time for sure.
Absolutely. Well, 35 years is a great achievement. Congratulations on that, and on being the number one selling Christmas artist of all time. You beat out Elvis, which people might find hard to believe, but it takes a long time to do that. But 35 years gets it done. Mannheim Steamroller is still touring. I know you're going to be near here in the Chicago area at some point.
True.
Mm-hmm. And so if and we got to get you back to Milwaukee is what we've got to do, Chip.
Yeah, I love Milwaukee. I've played the Bradley Center there.
Yeah, now we have a brand new. We have a something called the Fiserv Forum right next door to where the Bradley used to be. But we'd love to get you back to Wisconsin. So we'll have to work our people around here to see if we can work that up. But you're going to be at the Rosemont Theater on December 20th is the closest you'll be to our neck of the woods, which isn't a bad drive. People go down there quite a bit, so people can come and see you guys and experience the Mannheim Steamroller show, which if you've only heard the music on the radio or your streaming devices, the stage show is quite the production.
Yeah, there's not only the the music and the live music with the musicians and all of that, but there's some fabulous video. For example, I have a brand new album that nobody's really heard much yet. It's called Exotic Spaces. We're just releasing it. And I start the second half off with a piece called Wonders, and it's a train ride to Machu Picchu. And when we get to Machu Picchu, I hired some guys with drones to shoot video flying over Machu Picchu. And it's all synchronized with the music, I like to do music video stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's some pieces that are unusual that people haven't seen or heard yet. But that's some of the things I like to do to keep this show fresh.
Well, again, if you haven't seen one, gang, treat yourself to the actual concert performance. And if you're looking for gifts for that Mannheim Steamroller fan, if you got somebody who just won't stop playing the music, Chip, I know you've got a bunch of stuff on your website, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, ManheimSteamroller.com. We've got all kinds of things on it. And, of course, the 35th anniversary CD, which is remastered and also available in vinyl.
Oh, terrific. I'm back on my vinyl kick, so I love that idea. I know I got to let you go here, Chip. You've got a lot of other people to talk to, but thanks so much for taking a few minutes to join us here in southern Wisconsin. We appreciate it and wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. And to all of your fans, a Merry Christmas from Mannheim Steamroller and Chip Davis.